Free Fire Radio. Radio. About to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Yes, we are back from being away. It's 7:05 on April the 11th. We're beginning cool April nights this week, and we're really fired up about that. Also, our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming at KCNR1460.com. We're joined today by Bad Bob, who's giving quizzical looks to his computer.
Well, this is a computer that is on loan, and I'm still figuring out how to open up the chat room without having the speaker suddenly blaring out all the sound.
It's not a Macintosh.
No, this is Jim's old computer that he is graciously letting us use.
Oh, is that right?
Well, what happened to your Mac?
Hauling it back and forth is not healthy for it.
Oh, dear.
So Macs just can't hang on there like those PCs can.
Well, I know I can carry around my little iBook for a while.
No, you just don't want to buy me a new one in the unlikely event that coffee finds its way into said Mac.
Well, listen to that laugh, and who can it be but Linda Bott?
Well, good morning. And, you know, there's so many things to share with you guys. It's going to be a fabulous week. Of course, they're starting to set up for cool April nights. We are going to be telling you about the events that are going on from this day forward, every day of the week. Today, actually, there's a show and shine in Palo Cedro Chamber of Commerce. There's a park and shine slated at the charity Oak Tree Furniture on Bocelli Lane. And the list will go on. We'll have people on every day this week that are from Cool April Nights. And you know this is a wonderful thing for our community. The industry and car lovers from all over the world come to Reading during this week, and we're very excited. Hope you're tuning in to KCNR 1460. We also wanted to give a shout-out to Ken and Lori. They have a beautiful cottage by the sea, and Carl and I went for a wonderful time. We knew that it's been about a year and a half, 2 years since we've been able to take a cluster of days and go do nothing but reconnect and not be on emails and this stretch of beach on Smith River. It's called Pelican Beach. Absolutely was amazing to get up in the morning and walk the beach and not have anybody around for every day that we were there. I mean, as the day progressed, the people would come. So a shout out to Ken and Lori. We really would encourage you that if you are ever thinking about getting away, it's about a 4.5-hour drive, maybe 5 hours, depending which way you go.
Yeah, it's not that bad. But the thing about it is, and I almost hate to say anything, because the beach was pristine. There was nobody on it. You could where we stayed was just literally across a walkway and then down a flight of stairs, and the cost was not.
It's my happy place.
Not bad.
So, what happened on this day in history? We are looking at in 1951, General Douglas MacArthur, command of the United States Nations and U.S. forces in the Far East, after General Douglas MacArthur had made public statements calling for an attack on mainland China unless communist forces laid down their arms in Korea. So the president was still hoping for a peaceful settlement. Okay, also, the list goes on about what happens this day in history, but I will tell you that really today is the Society for Preservation and Encouragement of Barbershop Quartet Singing in America. So that's right. Barbershops were actually officially founded on this day in 1938 by 26 singing striped-shirted gentlemen. Now we know that 6.5 quarts worth, but that's what it took to get the organization humming. So let's head for the barbershop and ask for a shave and a haircut and 2 bits, or just how about a refrain of Sweet Adeline. The weather today is going to be high of 64, 40% chance of showers, partly cloudy this evening, low of 42. We're really excited to be back here. The weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Thursday we'll be out there with their show and shine all day long. You've got Double Take, you've got Bo Hopkins, you've got,
Candy Clark, Paul Amott. We're going to have all the stars of American Graffiti. We're going to have them here on the radio station, and then go back out there and drag race our way back up to Anselmo's up there for their show and shine. And they're having food. They're having, besides just the great cars and all that, they're also having almost like a luau out there, all for the cost of like $15 to get in there, see everything and get fed. and listen to the music. It's a great deal. Okay, we've got to take a break. Call in the bot. Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It is 7:14 in the morning on April the 11th. Cool April Nights begins this week, and this is going to be a great week as far as watching cars. You know, over the weekend, Bad Bob, I know something. I thought, did you participate in this Walk a Mile in Her Shoes?
It was absolutely incredible.
Did you participate in Walk a Mile?
Yes, sir, yes, sir!
Did you put, you know, that's all I'm asking for is an answer. Don't explain it to me. You know, these damn engineers. All they do is that, you know, you ask them a question, and then you get a, you say, what time is it? And then all of a sudden, it's a Swiss clock being built in front of me. All right, and I saw a photo there, and it was, you know, it was Jeff Nelson bending over to fix the blister on his shoes. Now, he had quite the ensemble of a pink dress, pink hat. I mean, this was obviously something that he searched high and low through the different thrift stores to get. And in fact, that's what he said. It cost him $6. Jeff was out there last year with me. We had our photo taken together. One of the things when we were gone this weekend that I missed. Anyway, they had over 200 men dressed up in high heels, and this was for the Shasta Women's Refuge, of course. You know, to raise money, raise awareness of violence and family violence. So and I'm sure they raised a lot. In fact, we raised well over $200 here without me even walking. People just donated the money to us. So if you said you were donating and you haven't dropped it off yet, just come on by and just leave a check for the Shasta Women's Refuge, and we'll make sure they get it. Anyway, it was a great effort. And by the way, Jeff Nelson, in his time that he has when he's not walking around in high heels and feathered boas, heads up the Patriot Guard Riders. So we're happy to see that he's still participating in that. All right, let's talk a little bit about, let's start with Japan. Japan had some more earthquakes, more tremors in the six range here. You know, you say six, gosh, one was seven last week, but the one a month ago today, in fact, it was ten. I think I finally came up with it was 10. And it just all the destruction it did, 25,000 people killed. They're still not quite sure of that number. They've had radioactive waste and water leaking into the earth. They were having to dump some into the sea. That wasn't a danger, they said. And now they've had more tremors. The electricity went out to the nuclear site they're having problems with, but came right back on. They've had their generators up and probably somebody that's actually standing there to turn them on when they had to and make sure there's fuel in them, unlike the last time. Again, more tragedy for Japan. Meanwhile, in Libya, the African Union came in and met with Muammar. Muammar said that, hey, you know, he's all up for this road to peace. I'm on. I'll talk to these rebels. And, of course, at the same time, after that was announced, the Gaddafi forces then shelled the town of Misrata, and they started shelling them just to make sure everybody got the word that the ceasefire was getting ready to start. It had started, but we just had these shells left over, and you just can't return them once you take them out of the package. This is a little-known fact. Once you take the artillery shells out of the packages, you must fire them. You can't return them. That's what, at least that's what Muammar was saying. Big thing. France has banned women wearing burqas, and it took place today. It started today. So the burqa, which is a part of the garments that traditional Muslim women wear, has been declared non grata in France. You can't wear the veils. You can't wear the garments. And the French are saying this is done for a couple of reasons. One is so that, you know, it fights against terrorism. And the other is that it gives women freedom, that this is something that forces women into, as they become property. They're you know, subjective to wearing clothing that is restrictive of their freedom. So Francis telling him you can't wear that now. I find it interesting. The other part of this is that multiculturalism may not be working. In England, they said it doesn't work. In France, they're not crazy about it. They want people to assimilate into the French culture. They don't want to have separate cultures. They believe that this is also a reason that you can have separate cultures when you do that. Is when people dress like this, they refuse to integrate into the country's culture that they've migrated to. That's the idea. Is when you immigrate, you assimilate into the culture. You don't have the culture assimilate into yours, and that's a problem that we may be starting to face. All right, we're going to take a quick break here. Carl Lindebach, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Our guests today are Cool April Nights. We've got people from Turtle Bay. We've got a large cross-section of entertainment we're going to be bringing in. This is KCNR 1460, and this is Free Fire Radio. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Carl and Linda Bott, 7:22 in the morning on April 11th, and this is Cool April Nights. And I got everybody in here 5 minutes early.
I know, we're just...
She's looking at me, and I'm going, well, no, I got to get everybody in here.
We've got
10 more minutes.
We have a big week happening, first of all. This is a great way to kick it off. And, you know, you guys, I'm not going to ask you yet, because we're going to get you up close to the mic, because
we're going to get you after the break, okay, you three. All right, let's get Don right now.
Doug, get over here.
Doug.
Good morning, how are you?
Good morning, how are you?
Great. Don't you like this? That's what our lives are like. We just fly in and just figure out what's happening. So here is the kickoff, actually started over the weekend. But what can we look for the next week with Cool April Nights? What's happening today? Where are we going? Let's just give us a picture.
Well, if you've noticed, if you're coming down 44, you'll see that the mega tent is up. We'll start setting the stage this week. We've got show and shines planned all week throughout the community. And Wednesday night will be the first performance in the mega tent, and really the start of some of the events that are happening down at the Civic Auditorium this week.
Okay, and coming up at 7:30, we have three beautiful people in the room, and they represent
Foothill High School.
Foothill High School.
That's right. We're going to be talking about the fundraiser you guys will be doing on Wednesday night. Well, Doug, what has transpired bringing Cool April Nights back, and it's every successful year? But you guys have been planning this. I guess you start the next day after it's over.
Pretty much. We start early in May. We start planning our next year. We start picking artwork. We talk about our theme. This year it's Gone But Not Forgotten for Mercury. 2010 was the last year Mercury was produced. So we'll start picking our theme for next year in May. We start choosing artwork. It's just picking out entertainment. It's a year-long effort by the Cool April Nights Board to put the show on each year.
Well, we all know it truly is. I mean, when you're in the thick of it, it's hard sometimes to realize how far outreaching it is. And just to give like an ish number, about how many cars will come in and be in the Cool April Nights shows?
As of last week, we had 1,500 cars registered. We are capped at 2,000, and the 2,000 number came up just through trial and error. We found out that 2,300 cars is more than the auditorium grounds can hold, and it really impacts the crews when you're trying to have a successful cruise on Friday night. So we came up with a number of 2,000, and so far it's worked. I think if we're projecting out from last year, we're going to be probably right around 1,800. So we get close to the 2,000 mark, but we haven't quite reached it yet.
And well, every night's a party in the tent.
Every night.
So when you're, is this a full-time job? I mean, it sounds like a full-time job for you, but it obviously can't be. I mean,
no, it's all of the board members work as a volunteer. We're a 501c3, so we're a nonprofit. And throughout the year, we just work it around our work schedules. Some of the board members are retired, and we just make it work. We find the time.
Well,
and,
it works so well every year, and
I
know there's a formula for it, but you still it takes you know putting all of this together, and every year must be. Are you looking for something new every year? Or are you just trying? Are you just kind of like happy to have, you know, this works for me and we're going to just keep it like this?
I think that's kind of the goal. We have a program that works. We've been successful. We get great feedback. People love the cruise. They love the show and shines. They love the show on Saturday. So we look at fine-tuning entertainment each year. We have to go out and find our entertainment. We have great bands lined up for us for the community to listen to this year. And it's just a work in progress, and it's a lot of fun.
Well, of course, if you're just tuning in, we're talking to Doug Carney. He is the president. You're the head honcho. I mean, it takes somebody, a leader, to put, you know, like the buck stops here. And we so appreciate the commitment factor of what you're doing. In letters from the president here, we see that you are going to have six race cars famous for their Bonneville Salt Flat records and the world's fastest 1934 Ford Roadster. Just to name a few.
Right. That's a program Barbara Harrison has put together a great show inside this year.
Shout out, Barbara.
We call it the DreamWorks, and we really go after the hot rods and the cars that are the owners have put a lot of time and effort into, and we showcase them. And it's really the diamond of the show when you come in and see that.
You know, I noticed nobody's approached me about my F-150 Ford. Probably because you said put work on it and wax it, right? That's probably one of the reasons.
And it has to be at least 79 or older.
Wait, look, you've got.
It looks like it's 79 or older.
You've got Gunshy and Retrofit and Double Take and the Diamonds. And of course, coming up in the next segment, we're going to be talking about another fabulous event that is going inside of Cool April Nights on Wednesday evening. Before we go to take our break for the news, let's talk a little bit more about the programs where we can get these fabulous-looking programs to tell us all what's happening with Cool April Nights.
Well, we're going to distribute those to the local businesses that have partnered with us, our sponsors and our advertisers, and then they'll also be available throughout the week down at the Convention Center starting on Wednesday. We still have registration open. That's important to know that you can still register your car. We've just closed it online, so come on down to the Convention Center on Wednesday. They'll have the programs available, and you can register your car.
All right. And again, if you buy a week's pass or you buy a ticket, what are we looking at?
If you register your car, you'll pay the $40 entry fee, and that will give you two wristbands. The wristbands are good all week with the exception of Wednesday, because Wednesday is a fundraiser for Foothill High School. They charge a separate $12 admission. But those wristbands will get you into the show on Saturday, get you in Thursday and Friday into the entertainment, and Saturday night we have the Diamonds.
All right,
I'm
getting so excited.
Well, you know we are. We're going to be at one of the show and shines out in Somos. We're going to be all around all these others, and you know we're not going to miss the cruise night because that is the place to be. In fact, the whole week is the place to be.
Coming up, we have some of the players. Some of the kids from Foothill High, and I can't wait to interview. You don't want to go anywhere. You want to hear these guys.
This is Carl Lindabot, KCNR 1460, and this is Free Fire Radio. Welcome back. Carl Lindabot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. It's 7:35 in the morning on April the 11th, the beginning of Cool April Nights, the week. If you're going to be anywhere, you better be in Reading this week, because if you're not, you're going to miss a great time. And part of this is brought to you by B&T Satellite. That's right, B&T Satellite, 244-1988. Doug Tooley puts in Dish Satellite. Don't call the 800 number. You take food out of his children's mouths if you do that. He's a local guy. Veteran, been in the business since 1985, does great work. That's B&T Satellite at 244-1988. Give them a call.
Very special segment of the show right now. We have three Foothill High students with us. They're going to be talking about an event that's going on inside of the Cool April Nights event. If you have never had a chance to see Club Cougar, evidently this is the time. And I'd like to introduce who's in the house. We've got Deidre Bangstone. We have Don Drager and Jesse Jamian. How did I do?
Perfect.
All right, you guys. I tried.
What happened? What happened to Smith, Brown, White? You know, Taylor. That,
okay.
Huh?
So Wednesday night at the convention center in the mega tent is a tri-tip dinner, but better than that, that's all cool and everything to get the good food, but it's dining and dancing to the Club Cougar Orchestra. Tell us what we are in for Wednesday night, you guys.
Well, basically, it's the Club Cougar Orchestra and our other jazz band, the Jazz Cats, and we're just going to be playing music that we've been working on all year, and it's just a lot of fun to dance to and come and listen.
And you guys perform?
Yes.
Okay. So they're $12 tickets. It's a great way to support. You have an upcoming event, and the funds from this event inside of Cool April Nights, which they very generously are donating for you to raise funds for. What's it for?
It's for the Chicago trip the Foothill Band is taking next year. And it's
in Chicago, and you all are going. You've been invited to it.
Yeah, the...
Is it the whole band, or is it
the
just the...
whole band?
Yeah,
both?
The entire band.
Is it both the concert bands?
Both.
Both concert bands, and you're going to Chicago. And what's the name of this event you're going to be going at? This isn't going to be like Ferris Bueller's Day Off, where you march down the street and all
no,
that, and you get on floats, and you know...
A festival.
Shake it up, babe.
It's a festival. Jesse,
a festival.
Do you play?
Yeah, I play drums and percussion.
You play drums and percussion, so are you playing with the jazz band?
Yep.
Okay, you want a job?
I've always
looking for great drummers.
Yep.
Always wanted to ask, what's the difference between drums and percussion?
Percussion, I guess, involves the mallet part, the bells and the marimbas and the triangles and all auxiliary percussion. Drums are more snare drum, bass drum.
Okay. So that's percussion stuff, is the things on the side there that just...
Yeah.
You see me? Okay.
Yep.
Don, do you play or are you singing?
Yeah, I play the bass in the Jazz Cats.
So you stand, is it electric or acoustic?
It's both. The big acoustic bass and an electric,
super,
depending on what style of jazz we're playing.
Oh, love it. And Deidre?
I play the trombone in the Club Cougar Orchestra.
Oh, man, this is great. So you guys are going to a festival. You're raising funds to go to a festival in Chicago. When is the Chicago festival?
It's a year from now, basically. The band's going to go up there. They're going to fly out. So it's a really big deal for one of our bands, local bands here, to go, you know, across the country, basically, over to
Absolutely.
Chicago.
And you raise your own money for it. And
yeah,
then you
we
go
raise all of our own money.
And how long will you be gone for?
I think it's going to be, like, around probably 5 days.
Okay. Well, that's fine. So that's a lot of money you have to raise between now and then to be able to stay
they
in.
They can do it.
Unless they're going to put, like, what? All the drums into one room and all the
they can do
you know,
it.
Trombones into another room.
No cartage here. You are the cartage. I guess you decided before you got on the air here that you had two tickets that you wanted to for the first few callers. And, of course,
yeah.
We're trying to sell tickets,
yeah.
But you're giving two tickets away this morning.
Yes, we have two tickets to raffle off.
Good. Two tickets to raffle off. Tell us what that means.
We just want... Basically, probably the first two callers or something like that the first caller gets the two tickets for free, and they get to come.
There you go.
Okay.
Let's support this. First caller gets two tickets for Wednesday night to listen to the Club Cougar Jazz Band.
And orchestra,
you know, whale out there, and you get free food and free music.
It's from 605-4567.
At 605-4567, give a call and support this. This is free. And if anything, we like.
This is Dining and Dancing
free.
To the Club Cougar Orchestra. These are $12 tickets. Again, you get dinner in the mega tent, and you're going to be out there really supporting, I'm sure, the fabulous Cougar Orchestra. And they're going to be taking a great trip to Chicago. You know how we feel about
Supporting
our musicians.
Supporting our young musicians.
Yes.
The older musicians, sorry, listen to you. Okay, we're going to take a break here, but Bob's on the phone, and we can't do two things at one time because it's on opposite sides of the board.
Anyway, we'll announce your name after the break. But, again, you guys, good luck. We're really excited for you. Wednesday night's going to be a great night. And,
yeah, you know what it is. You all look great. You know, this is future here, and, you know, this is... I like it. You know, every time we bring, you know, we have young adults come in here, that every time you all walk out, it's kind of like, oh, this is cool. These are good people. you know, our future is in secure hands. Well, kind of secure hands, but I think that, yeah, one's just elbowed the other one and said, yeah, you better get it together here. So, anyway,
I'm still not okay with talking about older musicians.
I'm just
kidding. Well, he thinks it's funny, but we all know that he's just not a musician, so you don't say things like that.
Well, I thought older meant like
you never 20. Get old as a musician. Well, that's the whole thing. We're always young at heart. We in the arts, correct?
Well, you know what? I will testify that you have not. You are still where you were when you were 15 years old.
I am certainly, definitely always a child at heart, and I just can't wait to see Carl's Dancing with the Stars this year. It should be interesting to see just how young at heart you feel when you're dancing.
I'm scared. I'm very scared. Ricky, you won the tickets. Thank you so much for calling in. Okay, we'll have two tickets right here at the counter right here at KCNR 1460 at 1326 Market Street. So thank you very much. And let's take a quick break here. Carl and Linda Bach, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. This is Free Fire Radio. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Alma Free Fire Media at 7:45 in the morning on April 11th, Cool April Nights week. And if you're not getting ready for that, if you aren't excited by Cool April Nights, then nothing probably excites you. It's 50 degrees outside. Does that excite you? How about if it was 20 below zero? That excites you? 50 degrees, it's going to be a kind of up and down day today. It was a little dampness this morning. Our guest, Doug, from the Cool April Nights, the director of Cool April Nights, and we were asking him, every car that comes here is special. I mean, it really is. People have put countless hours and done so much work on these cars. But is there any that are just, like, extra special?
Well, we do. We have a 1971 Chevrolet Nova that you're going to see inside the DreamWorks display inside the auditorium, and it's a car that was purchased by a soldier who was killed, and that vehicle is going to be sold, and the proceeds from that are going to go back to that soldier's family. So that will be a special car for you to go see.
So how can you give us when you're okay? I got to put my mouth back together here. When you say it's for sale, is it like the highest bidder through the week? How are you going to proceed with that?
Well, the group that put the car together are actually going to be selling the car, and they're going to facilitate the actual sale, but the proceeds from it will come back to that family. And it was a group effort from people in the Santa Rosa area that put the car together after it was purchased. And he was killed while he was on tour, and the proceeds are going to go support his daughter.
So. Well, see, these are the things that we love as a community. Just the spirit behind Cool April Nights, what you guys are doing with the Club Cougar on Wednesday night, help these kids get over to Chicago so that they can have this dream experience, and then to have to the other extreme of this. This car, where this organization that you're giving a time, a place of remembrance, it's amazing what you guys, how you reach out on so many levels to the community and to embrace those within the community, and we just applaud you.
Thank you.
And you need to take a look at this Chevy Nova. And I used to have a Chevy Nova, and it was. I think it was a 71 or 72. It was close to that.
It's got the 70s colors.
Yeah. Well, mine was a different color, but this was is just like Doug said. Sergeant Ryan Connolly was killed just 3 days before he was scheduled to de-roast, returned to come back to the United States, and they're raising this money for it. So for more information, you can go to www.peggysuecruise.com or stop by the DreamWorks display and take a look at it. I think this is... something we should be able to talk to people about
yes.
This.
Peggy Sue's is another car event that happens down in the Santa Rosa area.
Uh-huh.
And it's another family-run event. It's another great show to go see.
Well, I tell you what, your magazine here, I won't call it just a brochure. This is a magazine, and this is a high-tech magazine. So what should we be looking at specifically for today, Doug?
Today we have Show and Shines in the community again. We'll get the grounds all set up for the rest of the week. Tuesday we have a Show and Shine from 11 to 7 at Kubler's Furniture on Churn Creek. And we'll have another Show and Shine on Wednesday at the Shasta View Chevron from 10 to 3. There's a Show and Shine later that day at the Hen House. And, of course, Wednesday we have the Foothill High School Band performing from 6 to 8. Thursday we have a Park and Shine downtown from 8 to 3:30 near the Need to Speed area. And Selma Winery you talked about, that's going to be on Thursday from 11 to 5. There's a Chamber of Commerce mixer on Thursday. Crown Motors is going to be the host, and that's from 5:30 to 7:30. And, of course, we have the Show and Shines on Friday, which are at the three high schools, Shasta Enterprise and Foothill. And that's a great event where you can go to the high schools and support their Show and Shines. They also have awards.
You know, and the thing about it is you all provide, after this, is the proceeds all go to great causes.
Yes.
That is just spectacular. And we're not talking $2 or $3 here. We're talking about a lot of money that goes to a lot of good causes around here. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. Carl and Linda Bott, we're talking Cool April Nights with Doug Carney, the director of Cool April Nights. When we come back, we're going to finish up with this and...
We're going to talk about pre-sale tickets and where you can get them and why you should get them now. We'll be right back after these messages. This is KCNR 1460.
KCNR Shasta Redding, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. If you don't know that by now, we just said it for the last 20 seconds. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. And you want a spot to watch the cruise? There's the place. 2143 Hilltop Drive and Tobacco and Brew. Go to get Espresso Joe's. Get great coffee, great prices. They got the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Great people there, and they've got a room next to it that you can have public meetings, and a lot of people just go down there just to sit down and have their coffee and use their Wi-Fi, their free Wi-Fi. That's Tobacco and Brew. Joe and Shelley are great Americans and support this community in about 18,000 different ways.
Okay, wait, I'm just pulling up an email now about Tobacco and Brew, Cool April Nights, Friday, April 15th at 5 p.m. $6 includes hamburgers or hot dog, macaroni salad, and free parking. So that
there
is, and Espresso Joe's is inside of that. So this is definitely where you can
You will have
the
seats
action.
Then. You'll have seats all along where Tobacco and Brew is, and it's right on the cruise route. Okay, our guest, Doug Carney, and we're talking, and we're kicking off this week with the president, the director, the jefe of Cool April Nights.
Welcome back to the program.
Thank you.
We're going to have somebody here.
Take a deep breath. It's going to be great.
We're going to have we have somebody here from Cool April Nights all this week,
yes.
7:30.
It's a huge event. It's one of the hugest events in the North State. Obviously, when you were talking about almost 2,000 cars, that doesn't even begin to tell how many people come through Redding that aren't residents here. Have you been able to decipher what the count would be?
You know, that's a good question. I know we get cars registered from all over California, Oregon, Nevada. We've had cars coming as far as from Alaska. We get some people from Canada coming down. So we get from all over Western United States.
And it's not just the people bringing the cars. It's the people that come to see the cars.
Right.
You know, I bet there's some figure someplace that figure how many bodies you put into the beds around here.
Right.
For this week.
That's very true. It draws a lot.
It's got to be thousands of people that come here just for this, because where else? I mean, okay, I should say, but where else in our area up here in the Northern California area, maybe even Southern Oregon, that you can find this many great looking cars in one spot, and it's well known and it's well run and people like to come here.
So we're talking about kicking off. It's the official kickoff for the Cool April Nights. And Doug, let's talk about the pre-sale tickets, where we can get the tickets, and how much they cost, and why we want to get them now.
Now's a good time to get them. It's $6. Saves you a little bit of money from the day of show cost, which is $7. They're available at Dutch Bros, Rayleigh's, and Napa. And get your ticket now, and enjoy the show on Saturday.
Well, it's because if they had sold out, that's it. And I have heard they've been sold out before, and sometimes you can't even get in. Remember, every year we know that if we don't get to a certain time, that the people are parked way over the bridge.
That's right, because we came back, we had tickets. We came back from from another event, and that was it. I mean, we couldn't even park near
the
convention center.
Right. Parking is really restricted to the show cars, and then cars for people that have a car pass to get in, vendors, sponsors. The best way to get to the show is to take RAVA. It'll start running at 7 o'clock in the morning on Saturday. It takes you right to our door, and they run about every 20 minutes. So it's
really?
The easiest. Yes, it's the easiest way to get in.
Where's
and out
the pickup
of the show.
Spot?
Pickup show is downtown near the RAVA station.
Near the RAVA station.
Right.
Oh, that is a great idea.
Yeah.
So you can just take a ride out there. That's good.
Right.
That makes sense, because otherwise you are walking. It's worse than the 4th of July.
Right. It's a great
way
to get in.
It is. Think of the 4th of July and think of many people on that bridge and almost double it. And that's what it feels like when at a certain time of day, 2 or 3 o'clock, especially. I mean, I've actually seen it when we've driven under the bridge when it's been raining and people don't care. That's not like a rain or shine. You know that Cool April Nights is not going to go away. People are still coming out. They're just going to take their little squeegee. And wipe their car down if they need to. So we want to just encourage everybody, plan on it.
Yeah, like I said, we'll be talking about it now. We've only got like 2 minutes left. But do you have a car in this?
I do.
And how many hours would you say you spend a year on that car?
Not as many as I should, but I spend several hours keeping it up and maintaining.
Just keeping it up, so you don't have to. You don't have to do anything to it. You're not like taking it from like finding it and then building it.
No, I'm
like
not
that.
A gearhead. I'm involved in Cool April Nights for the fundraising part of it and giving back to the kids, but I'm certainly not a gearhead. But I have a 65 Impala, an SS.
Oh, okay. Do you ever drive it around town?
I do, yeah. My wife actually is the one that gets to drive it on Friday.
Oh, is that right?
Because I'm working, so she gets to take the
That cruise
the
is so
I met
much fun.
That, I met somebody that owns a vet. It's over $100,000 with a vet. He said, I know, I drive around town all the time.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there looking at him thinking, okay. I mean, he says, what's it for if not to drive? I enjoy it so
That's
much.
That's very true.
Well, congratulations one more time to Ricky. You've got the tickets here. 1326 Market Street is where we are. And we'll have the tickets with your name again. We'll be talking Cool April Nights all week. And Club Cougar in your Wednesday night fundraiser, we will talk about it again tomorrow. And we just encourage you all Wednesday night to head out to the tent and get your tickets now. $12 tri-tip dinner.
Yeah, we appreciate everything you're doing with Cool April Nights.
You're very welcome. It's a great
All right,
event.
We're going to take a quick break for the news and come back with our next segment. This is Carl Lindebot, KCNR 1460. We've been talking Cool April Nights. We've been talking what's going on in the Middle East. Been talking about Japan. Now we're going to be talking about things that are happening around our town.
People are waiting for your rant, Carl.
Well, we can work into that, too.
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Ready.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Do not adjust your radio. Do not adjust your radio. We have parrots in the studio. It's 8:05 in the morning on April the 11th, beginning of Cool April Nights week. Carl and Linda Bott. Our phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live on KCNR1460.com. You can also join the chat room. Yes, you could say we've finally gone to the birds here.
All right,
we have.
This morning is Sharon Dale, who is the curator of the animal programs in Turtle Bay, and Toby Osborne. And we are in my hands right now. I just realized I may be pooped on live on the radio. But that's okay. I'm holding a baby parrot.
That's okay. I've been pooped on live on the radio before myself, and it had nothing to do with animals.
And Sharon, what are we talking about with the baby parrots here this morning?
This is a group of lorikeets. Lorikeets, or lories, are a type of parrot found in Australia. And we're opening a new exhibit this Saturday. These guys are little, so they're not going to be in it, but we've got a bunch of others that will be in there. It's a walk-through aviary where people pay $1 to get in, and they get a nectar cup. And these are very unique parrots because they have a bottle brush tongue, and they use it to eat nectar. They stick it in flowers and scrape out the nectar. And so you'll get little nectar cups, and they'll come and they'll slurp up the nectar right from your hands, and they'll all fly down right to you.
So this is that really cool hands-on animal, learning about a certain species, another one of your great educational programs, where if the kids come or even adults come and you want to get that nectar cup, you're going to get right up close. Bob right now is taking a picture. Hopefully he can post it on
Facebook. We're going to put it up on Facebook.
A beautiful tricolored bird with a blue head And they're starting to calm down a little bit. When they first got in here, boy, they were screaming. Poor little babies.
They're still
screaming. Yeah, we took a couple of them out, and so they're away from the rest of them. And, of course, there's safety in numbers when it comes to baby birds like this. You know, they have their little group. Parents are with them. All the babies are together. And so, you know, right now we took a couple separate, so they're kind of screaming to the rest of the group.
Okay, well, we've got a caller. We've got hey Elizabeth. How do you like breaking in on the on our bird day?
Always entertaining.
You know what? You can never. You know what? Nobody ever knows what's going to happen on the show. You know, we're
not
too sure
great,
a lot
though?
Of times.
That's what's so cool about it. Hey, so just wanted to let everybody know what we're doing at the Reading Tea Party tonight. We meet at 6 o'clock at 2570 South Bonneview Road. And this evening, Sheriff Tom Basanka will be joining us. And for those that may not be aware, first of all, I think that we're incredibly lucky to have him as our sheriff. He is totally awesome. But the sheriff is the most powerful law enforcement official in the country. Nobody can protect a county like the sheriff can. So if you're concerned at all about issues in the county, want to know about anything that's going on, definitely come by tonight because he's very open, and we always do a Q&A, and people really enjoy hearing from their sheriff, so it's a great opportunity.
I think it is, too. The sheriff's doing a great job. We like having the sheriff. In fact, he'll be on here in a week or so doing his monthly update with us. The other thing, too, is we're going to be using some of your people and Mark Kent and a couple others when we start talking next week on our What happens if there is a disaster, an environmental disaster, earthquake, a flood, whatever? And are you ready? And what can you do to get yourselves ready? And that's going to be starting next week.
Yeah, so, emergency preparedness is actually, I believe, becoming the thing to do because everywhere you look now, it's being promoted. And I don't want to dominate your airwaves, but could I plug a couple of public meetings that people might want to attend this week?
Sure, Elizabeth.
Very quickly, Board of Supervisors, tomorrow morning, 9 o'clock at the Board of Supervisors chambers on Court Street, where all of the pineapple trees are.
Right.
They're going to be talking about they're trying to work with state and federal agencies in keeping our forest roads open for recreation, and that's everything from camping to hiking to riding horses to fishing. Really critical that the public attend also Wednesday morning at 10 a.m. at the downtown Shasta College, Old Reading Mall, the second floor conference room. We're going to be talking about Shasta County redistricting for the supervisors. They're going to be considering redistricting their areas that they cover. Again, this is all stuff that affects us locally in our community, so I really encourage people to attend.
Okay, why don't you drop me an email on that one, Elizabeth,
so we can
mention that again. And this thing about opening the opening all the trails, is this the ones that had been shut down before but been forced back to the conference table?
Yeah.
Okay.
And the thing is that the state and federal agencies created coordination within their own rules and regulations, and they are required to coordinate with county officials before they close roads
in
those
counties. And they refuse to do that, yeah.
So it's real important.
All right, and that meeting tonight, one more time?
2570 South Bonneview Road, 6 o'clock.
Is that the same place it's always been?
Every Monday night, we will always be there.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks a lot, Elizabeth. We'll
have
see
a great
you soon.
Week.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Hey, we've got to take a quick break here. This is KCNR 1460.
Come back and hear some more about the new exhibit coming off the Turtle Bay regarding parrots. And we're going to be talking to the curator of the animal programs at Turtle Bay. And what got you into being an animal curator? We'll be right back after these messages.
And this is Free Fire Radio. Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's 8:15 in the morning on April the 11th, the beginning of Cool April Nights. And don't try to adjust your radio. Don't try to go, gosh, you know what? You know, adjust that hearing aid if you've got one of those because you're hearing this loud squeaky and noises to you. It's because we've got a studio full of lorikeets.
Lorikeets, that's absolutely correct. And with us is Sharon Dale, who is the curator of the animal programs, and, of course, Toby Osborne, There are, yes, these are baby parrots, and at the break, you know, we get some of the greatest information. Sharon, you were talking about that with the lorikeets, there's 55 species.
There are 55 species of lorikeets. They're all found in Australia. They're considered an Australian species, although not necessarily found in Australia proper. There's 7 species found in Australia itself, and the rest are on all those little dotted islands all around are where the rest of them are found.
And by the way, for those of you who are trying to really figure out what to do with that copy of that Record Searchlight, we have found out what to do. We spread them all around where she's sitting and the lorikeets are, just in case that there is, you know, an editorial comment by one of the parakeets. And that way we make sure we included it in the Record Search.
So let's talk about the local support behind this specific exhibit.
We've had a lot of local support. It's been amazing. It's inspiring how much people stepped up and helped us. Muse Construction did all the concrete work. They made us a countertop that is just spectacular, custom to us, and for the Parrot Playhouse. Lehigh Concrete donated supplies for the concrete and for the cement. And J.F. Shea also helped to give materials to help build it. So just they've just been amazing. They come out all the time and help us do stuff. And
oh, we love that about our local community. Okay, before we actually, again, at the break, will you share with our listeners, because I think this is so fascinating, about the bald eagles, and we all know that we love to watch Liberty and what are the eagles' names again?
Patriot
and Liberty.
Liberty, uh-huh.
And the cam, the bald eagle cam, or whatever it's called, is famous around the world. But what's been your hand in the bald eagle situation here?
Well, I worked with the bald eagle reintroduction program back in Tennessee, back when they were endangered. So in the throughout the 90s, which was really a great time to work on the Eagle Project because it was when they were still endangered, but getting to the point where they were becoming off the list, where they were starting to be downlisted to threaten. So we were starting to really see the results of the reintroduction program. So it was fabulous. And
isn't that a really good example of how the protection program can work?
Absolutely. That's what I talk about all the time, is it's our big success story. The bald eagle, the peregrine falcon, those two species really show that when we decide that we want to make a difference, we can. You know, when we don't pay attention and we just go about our business and be, you know, sloppy about things, we just destroy animals, you know, whole species, environments. But when a few people get together and say, wait a minute, we need to make a difference here, it happens. And, you know, with Patriot and Liberty right here, it was just a small group of people that said, wait a minute, we don't want the cone up. Wait a minute, we want to let them do what they want to do. And that's all it takes. You know, we always think one person can't make a difference, but one person can make a difference, and a group of people can, you know, save an entire species. And that's what the bald eagles represent, that ability for us to do.
How did you come about for Redding bringing the lorikeets, the baby, and especially the babies? How did that come about?
Well, one thing is, a few years ago we had a walkthrough aviary, and it was a contract aviary, so we didn't run it. And we thought, you know, we can do this in-house, and we can have it open year-round, and we can do it even better. And so we I decided on the lorikeets because they are a hardy species in the sense that they can handle our hot summers, and they can handle the temperatures we get in our winter. So therefore, we could have them year-round. And then there's a great message to give when we're teaching about animals. You know, we think of, you know, animals that are big and global, and, you know, bald eagles are found throughout the whole country. But there's lots of animals that are only found in small little pockets, and those animals are really in trouble. Any animal that's found in a small pocket. And so island species are a great example of that, and that's what the lorikeets are. So we get to educate about that.
That's great. You know, before we take our break, Toby, I mean, you're here, and you've been on our show several times. Yeah. We always like having you on here. And then, you know, last time we said you got to bring some more animals. And so, I mean, what do you see for this, for what it does for Turtle Bay?
It's a wonderful opportunity. Adding to what Sharon said, we got a wonderful grant from the Ben B. Cheney Foundation that really brought this to fruition and brought the aviary back. It was a wildly popular exhibition for kids and grandparents to walk in there, because you get an opportunity for birds to land on your arm, your head, your back, and you get a chance to feed them up close and personal. So it's one of those opportunities to really connect yourself with nature and connect yourself with a bird from Australia that we don't traditionally see here. So it's a very fun exhibit for all ages to go in there and interact. And the new environment that we have, that Sharon's dream for the aviary, is just beautiful. You totally, before it was just this barren wasteland, to be perfectly honest. Now it's beautiful. It has manzanita bushes, plants, and the construction was simply phenomenal, and it's really an exhibit that we're very proud of.
Well, that's great. Okay, we're going to have to take a quick break here while I'm watching Linda get surrounded by lorikeets all over her body, which in itself is kind of interesting. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460, and this is Free Fire Radio. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, and Carl and Linda Bott, 8:22 in the morning on April the 11th, Cool April Nights Week. And yes, okay, that is the noise you're hearing in the background, or lorikeets that are crawling all over Linda's sweater. All right, today we got a 40% chance of showers, partly sunny with a high near 64, light and variable wind. It is right now about 50 degrees, so it may get a little bit of showers. I think it's going to, you know, blow off by this afternoon. Now, the weather report is always brought to you by Anselmo's Vineyards. Now, we're going to be up there Thursday, because not only are they having a show and shine, they're having a luau up there. You can buy tickets. We've even got tickets here for sale. $15 for you get a luau. You get music by Double Take. You're going to have the people from American Graffiti up there, the movie, Paul Amott, Candy Clark, Bo Hopkins. You're just going to have a great time. Music, food, the people from American Graffiti, and great cars out there. What can you beat? I mean, and that's going to be Thursday from 10 to 5. You got to make a phone call out there. You might see if you've got any questions. And the phone number is
474-5546. Always call for your reservations. And again, we're doing pre-sale tickets for Anselmo. You know, we're really excited about everything that's happening with Cool April Nights. Again, delicious information at the break. Toby, we're talking about, if you have a Cool April Nights ticket, the new exhibit that's coming up with the birds this Saturday. Share with our listeners what Turtle Bay has arranged and who it's been sponsored by, and just give it love.
Yeah, all Cool April Night visitors will get into the park for free on Saturday. So if you have a Cool April Nights ticket, you have free admission into Turtle Bay. We'll also have some wonderful specials for you to take advantage of while you're in the park, some discounted future admissions and some discounts in the shop, and then you'll be able to get into the lorikeet parrot playhouse as well, and that is proudly sponsored by Union Bank. They make the day free for all Cool April Night visitors, so that's a
good,
wonderful opportunity.
Absolutely.
After you're done walking around and checking out some of the cars, to head into the park.
Yeah, ring that bell.
And there'll also be Union Bank puts on a very fun scavenger hunt throughout the park. So I think there's 14 clues this year, and you walk around, and if you fill it all out and bring it back to their booth, to the Union Bank booth, you're entered in a raffle for a lot of great prizes, including some Turtle Bay memberships.
So it's like first prize isn't like taking a lorikeet home?
No.
No taking the lorikeets home with you.
But let's do be mindful in the fact that the baby birds will not be on display.
The babies, we may take them out a little bit for people to see occasionally, but we don't have specific times. We may be able to take them out a little bit. But for the most part, the Parrot Playhouse has 13 birds right now. They are also young, but they're fledged already, so that means they've already left the nest and they're flying. The ones that I have here with me today are not even weaned yet, so that means we have to hand feed them still, and they don't have all their feathers to fly yet, so they can't go in yet.
And so, again, the lorikeets, to go into the cage, it's a $1 fee.
It is.
But to get to the park into the park, it is free if you have a Cool April Nights ticket.
That's correct.
Okay. Now, so the baby I have had, she's just been like absolutely in slumber land since I've been holding her.
Works for me.
I don't know if it's a girl or a boy.
We don't know yet.
Okay.
How do you tell?
You know, on certain species, you can tell they'll have certain colorations that are a little different, like the red-collared one that I had out here a moment ago was a little more orangey red on its chest, and the males will be very red, so, you know, a lot deeper, so you can tell. You have a scaly-breasted lorikeet on your hand and on your arms there, and I'm not actually honestly sure how to tell them apart. Some you can't tell, and some you can.
I understand it's difficult to tell the difference between, in some cases, in birds. Most of the time in birds, though, the ones with the excessive plumage, of course, are the males.
Well, that's not always the truth.
But it's not
that's
always
what
the truth.
We always
yeah.
think. And the general rule, this is a general rule. Of course, there's always exceptions. But the general rule is that if there are monogamous species, the males and females look the same. So the eagles, males and females look the same. In geese, right, the males and females look the same. They're monogamous, swans.
That means
them.
They don't have to show up. There's no need to show up. They're made for life, and
exactly.
this is what you get.
Exactly. You've got it. And then the ones that
nice
are...
nice about that.
Exactly. And the ones that are not monogamous, then the one species who gets multiples of the other sex are colorful. So in most birds, it's the male who wants to get lots of females. But there's a few species where the female gets lots of males, and then she's the colorful one.
Which one is that?
There's actually a parrot called a Vassa parrot found in Africa, and they look exactly the same until breeding season, and she loses all the feathers on her head. She swells her head up, and it turns bright orange. Ooh, sexy,
ew.
Huh?
Ooh. Is that, you're such a Vassa. You're turning into a Vassa girl.
Yeah, the other one that's interesting people don't realize is emus. Are like that as well. Emus have it the best here. Linda, you'll like this one. All the female listeners out there. Okay, the female, she gets with the male. She lays a couple of eggs in the nest, and the male sits on them, and she leaves them. Goodbye. Goes, finds another male, mates, lays a few more eggs in another nest. Male sits down. She leaves them. Goes off, and she just has a good old time laying eggs. And then the males sit on the nest, and they hatch out the youngsters, and they raise them, and the female just goes about her business.
Doesn't that happen with the penguins? When the penguins lay their eggs, it's the males that stay behind
while the females go out yeah. and get the food, yes.
Yeah.
So you do get that sometimes.
Yeah. Well, that's fascinating. See, that's the beautiful history that we learned. And thank you so much for coming on the radio. Now, tell me again, how old do you think this little chicklet is in my, or baby parrot? Would there be a name for a baby parrot?
It's a chick.
A chick. So how old do you think this chick is?
That little chick there is currently 9 weeks old.
So this little fragile being.
So this Saturday, we're opening up the lorikeets.
Yes, the Parrot Playhouse. Yes.
At what time?
It opens at 9:30.
All right.
On Saturday
and
morning.
Toby, if you've got, and you're letting people in with the tickets from Cool April Nights.
Cool April Nights, that's correct.
Yeah. Anything else we need to know here in this last minute?
Our animal shows start on April 30th. Don't forget to come out for that as well. Walk on the Wild Side Animal Show. It's with the porcupine and the fox and the flying hawks and the owls and... kids get to come up and have a Stellar's Jay come to them, and it's all choreographed to music and educational and fun. And that's Walk on the Wild Side starts on the 30th, Saturday, April 30th. It's 5 days a week. It's Tuesdays through Sundays.
How much fun.
Through Labor Day.
We'll be there. I want
we'll
to go.
Yeah,
we'll be there for this thing, too. So yeah, we're going to have a good time with it. Well, thank you.
Thank
right.
you very much for having us.
Sharon Dale and Toby Osborne from Turtle Bay, you guys are doing great things over there, and I'm going to have you... gently take the chick from my arms that has not moved. I know I can feel the heart beating, so we will be back after these messages. Again, you're listening to Carl and Linda Bott here on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, with Bob Belongi as our producer.
Join us after these messages.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. Oh, the parrots have left the building today. Oh, we're having a good time here. It's Monday, you know. It's really cool what keeps flying in here, dropping by, and, you know, we've got all this great stuff. But by the way, 40% chance of showers today with a high of 64 tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 42.
And this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop off of Athens Avenue, D.C., Tim and the Man in Black. What can you say? Great haircuts. They give discounts to veterans. They support this community. And you know what? No blow drying in that place. This is man's last stronghold, my friends. That's Cypress Square Barbershop. And our guest who's coming up, Bob Dunlap from the Shasta County Veterans Service Office, is, you know, he is hair challenged in a couple of spots. But don't worry, they will cut your hair there, and they charge the same price. You know, even though people say, wait a minute, I've got less hair. And they said, yeah, but there's a fee for a hunting license to hunt for it. Anyway.
God, I don't know what to say about that.
Anyway, you know, here's what happens when Bob Dunlap stops by to drop off his pledge for a walk a mile. And when he did, I said, Bob, come on in here. Let's talk about a big event that's happening. And we've talked about it before, but, you know, this is a, you know, we've made some decisions here, or you all made some decisions, and talking about some really great artwork for the Shasta County Veteran Service Office.
That's right, Carl. You know, we moved into our new facility on Shasta Street last July, and it's a beautiful facility. The county did really good for our veterans to give us a little bit more room and good facilities for counseling, for helping lots of folks. But, you know, you stand out on the sidewalk and look at the building, and it's sort of stark and virgin-looking, and it's got the county logo, but it's just missing something. And a couple of folks approached me and said, you know, we need to make this a more veteran, unique type of building. What do you think about some artwork? What do you think about getting a veteran flavor for the front of this building? And the idea was just wonderful. And formed a committee, and Carl and Linda, you both are part of that, and we thank you for being on the committee. And some ideas blossomed, and they're taking hold. We're looking to do some fundraising to make this all happen. We got a couple of grants cooking, but we need some more dollars to make that happen. And of course, we can't look for taxpayers' dollars to do that. This is an initiative that we just can't ask folks to pay through tax dollars.
No, all this is going to be on through fund donations, fundraising, and I've seen the winning choices here, and we're going to talk a bit more about what's happening in May, but.
There are pieces that have been selected that will be on the wall. They have to be funded. Is that correct?
And a couple of things we'll talk about. But here's the thing about it. The Shasta County Veterans Service Office plays such a big part in our community. I don't think people realize how big it is unless you're a veteran. We've been trying to educate people. I know you have. And I don't mean this is that people are ignorant, because people aren't. We have so many veterans in our county. But I don't think people realize that if you're a veteran and you come to Bob's office here, it begins your entrance into the VA in many ways, and it helps people in so many ways, whether they have served or they are the spouse of somebody that served.
Exactly. A lot of folks that have gotten out years before didn't know that a Veteran Service Office existed. They might have been out for 20 years, and word of mouth got to them and said, hey, you know, there might be some help for you. There might be a benefit. There might be just some assistance in pointing you in the right direction, whether it's education or home loans or a compensation for an injury that you sustained in service. And that's what our office does. We provide sort of a one-stop shop for pointing veterans in the right direction. And, Carl, you said it right. There's spouses for those veterans that aren't on anybody's radar. We don't know that they're out there. But a spouse who survives a veteran who served during a time of war, and if that spouse is having trouble making ends meet at the end of the month, there is some help for that surviving spouse. But
this isn't charity. This is not a charitable. This is not something you get out of the SSI. These are benefits a veteran has earned by serving his country.
Exactly.
Or
right.
Her country.
Exactly right, Carl. And, you know, I had a World War II veteran. He was a B-17 turret gunner, and he was in my office last Friday, and he said, I don't deserve this. And I said, wait a minute. You served your country. You're one of the 10% who put their life on the line. You signed your name on that blank check that says, I will forfeit my life if necessary for the service of my country. And I said, your country owes you for that. And I think he changed his mind a little bit, and he was injured in a time of war, and he said, "Well, okay, well, you might have something there," and I think you're right. It's not a give out. It's a payback for their
that's
for
all
their
it is.
Commitment.
And people think, "Well, you know, we're just giving it to them." Well, no, we're not just giving it to them. As you know, as I've talked to you and some people before, is that you know, and they're gonna, you know, the government will start taking away some of these benefits are costing. It's going to cost you a lot more. But the whole thought behind it is, if you are somebody that has served their country in the military, you have earned certain benefits. You may not think that, gosh, you know, gee, do I really rate that? Well, yes, you do, because so many others have come before you, and they've realized that these are benefits that our people have made sacrifices for, our warriors have made sacrifices for in their lives. You know, well, I spent my whole time in Minot, North Dakota, you know, getting ready to push a button that never happened. Yeah. Well, but if you had been called, you would have gone in someplace and somebody might have shot you. So, you know, the whole thing, you know, is what you volunteered, and whether you were ever in that situation where somebody was cranking rounds at you, you were still there.
Yeah. And I felt that way for a long time. I thought, oh, shucks, I didn't do a whole lot, you know. But then you get to think about a 26-year career, and I was in some pretty awful places in the world, and I went there because I had pledged to do that. And, you know, I had Scud missiles around me. They didn't come close, but, you know, they could have. And
you don't give a 30-day notice on that.
No, you don't. Right. So.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. Don't go away. We're going to talk a little bit more about it. We need to talk a lot more about this. And, I want Linda to be talking about the what's going to be happening in May concerning this. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460, and this is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome to KCNR1460.com. You are streaming, and we're taking your comments in the chat room. Hello, you chat pack here, KCNR1460.com. Dive on in. We've got a few minutes left, and we have a special guest in the house with us this morning talking about a Veterans Project. But it's not just a Veterans Project. It's for the veterans, but it's also such a beautiful offering here for the North State for a visual way of embracing those warriors that have served our country.
That's right. And this portion of the show is brought to you by BNT Satellite. Just give him a call, 244-1988. And he's a veteran. Doug Tooley puts in Dish Satellite. Don't call the 800 number. That means you go out of the hemisphere, maybe even out of this world. We're not quite sure where those phone calls go to. But if you call 244-1988, you'll get a hold of Doug or Heather. They guarantee their work. He's a veteran, 82nd Airborne. When he stays local, it's a local business. We recommend him. Our guest, Bob Dunlap, who was walking in to give us his money for his pledge for the Walk a Mile. We raised lots of money for that without even walking.
Really,
I like that part.
Our listeners were
our listeners are so good. No, you guys are so good. We know it's well over. It was like $300.
Well, you had your camo bib overalls, and of course you had the folks in that were putting on the event, which happened Sunday, and you had you took a picture with your red patent leather pumps and your camo bib overalls and put it on Facebook, and there you go. People said, well, we want to support the event. But, okay, now here's another event
that we're supporting big time.
That's happening May 14th, but there's something more than just that night. We're talking about an art project, and there's been three pieces of art that have been selected. Bob, do you care to share those with our listeners, what those three items are?
You bet, Linda. We had submissions that were put into the basket from the predominantly the Shasta Arts Council. Those folks got the word out to local artists. A lot of them are veterans that submitted three different, or actually more, I think there was about 15 different submissions. Three were selected. The first that was selected was a bike rack that would go directly in front of the Veterans Service Office, and it would have a patriotic raised metal ribbon on it. It would accommodate five or six bicycles, and it would be placed right out there in public view, showing a little bit of veteran flair to it. The next was a 3 foot wide by 4 foot tall concrete object that had a silhouette cut of a soldier with an M16 or a rifle in one hand and a helmet in the other. But you'd look through that, cut out the silhouette, and you'd see the Veterans Service Office. You'd see the entry, and that entry is the third piece. It's going to be a tile mosaic of an American flag. Now, this wall, if you're not familiar with the Veterans Service Office, is about 6 feet high and about 25 feet long. And on that wall is going to be an artist rendering of an American flag. And in the stripes area of the American flag are three panes or windows, and through those windows you would see Mount Shasta. In the field where the stars are, you would see the different medallions of the branches of the service. And interspersed throughout the stripes on the flag would be depictions of a chevron, a helmet, a rifle, just something very veteran unique on there. And where you could take the kids and look and say, Daddy, that's your chevron. Oh, look, there's one over here. This is the Air Force emblem. It's a very unique emblem for our Veterans Service Office.
We saw the artist rendering of it, and I'm telling you right now, this is spectacular, and this is something that will be that splash when you're driving past the Veterans Administration building. And, again, it'll be like, oh, wow. And you could be a part of through your donations, because this is not coming from your taxes, but you could be a part of that beautiful piece of art And, Carl, I mean, what did you think, being a veteran, when you saw the three?
Well, you know, of course, the part where the soldier is standing there and being able to look at that in relief, that's beautiful. And the all this is meaningful to veterans. I can't see how they went. And then just to the general public also. Coming up with the idea and then it's bringing it to fruition. You know, my hat's off to you and Pat Karch and the rest of the people of the committee. You know, Linda and I played a small part in this, and if we can play anything, we're really happy, of course, to do that. But we're going to take a break, and we come back, we're going to talk about May 14th and what that has to do with this whole bringing a culmination, this beautiful idea that honors our veterans. And that's what the whole thing is about, is honoring the veterans that come to the that go to the Shasta County Veterans Service Office. But it's for any veteran just walking by there. We'll see it. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460, and this is Free Fire Radio.
No, I won't back down.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott, and it's our last segment, 8:53 in the morning on April 11th. Hey, this is the week of cool April nights, and it is going to be cool. Yeah, I'm not talking temperature. I'm talking about great things that are going on, other great things. Right down at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, besides being a great place to get coffee at Espresso Joe's, a great place to find your tobacco and a tobacco accessories, a great place to sit there and use your computer with the Wi-Fi. This week, on Friday, you're going to be able to sit there right where cruise night occurs, and for $6, you get a hamburger, you get drinks, you get a place to sit there. You got free parking in the back. Are you kidding me? Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. You can't find a better place than this to watch it. I promise you. Because they're all going to come by right there. They have to. That's the route. Okay. Hey, our guest, Bob Dunlap, is here. He's the Shasta County Veterans Service Office. Out of the office. And we're talking about the artwork that's going on there on the office itself, on the wall, out in front. And the fact is, it's not costing the taxpayers any money at all. In fact, it was a big thing to make sure that it didn't cost. The county got into it and said, you know, we're not going to do anything with this. And if you put it like this, means that we'd have to somehow take care of it, and that's not approved. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's exactly right. We don't want to ask any taxpayers' dollars to be put toward this project, so we are looking for grant funds. We are looking for the public who care to donate to the project to do that. So we're taking donations. We actually can take them at our office. The big fundraiser for helping this project is going to be, like you said, on the 14th of May at the Anderson Vets Hall on East Center Street, 5:30 in the evening, and it's going to be dancing, a dinner in the Vets Hall. $10 is sort of a cover charge to get in the door, and then dinner off the menu once you get inside there. And it's just going to be a great evening.
Well, let's not forget the fact, let me jump in here and say that Pat Karch has put together a 23-piece between singers and musicians. There will be a patriotic program.
Yeah. And speaking of singers,
I get to do the first set. Joe Catania will be in the second set, but there will be thank you for it's going to be a fun night for that. But the fact is that you are going to have this whole patriotic homage to our great country, and that will be, of course, on the 14th. So $10, the tickets are amazing, and you can eat and drink and dance and do this whole thing that's going to be a fundraiser for this fabulous project. So, you know, mark your calendars. That's why
we're
telling you now.
We're going to be talking a lot more about it. And, you know, Bob, in case we haven't said this out loud, we appreciate what you do for our county.
Thank you.
We appreciate what you do for our veterans. And people don't realize that for every dollar, and people need to understand this, for every dollar we spend, the county spends in your office, it brings back in what?
$100.
$100.
100 to 1.
That means 100 to 1 ratio that for every dollar the county spends on the Veterans Service Office, $100 comes into the county via veterans events, veterans benefits, things that come in that the veterans rate comes back to this county. If anything, the county ought to like triple what you make, so we wouldn't have problems then. I don't know if it works like that.
No, not quite. That's a good idea,
that's
though.
That's a good idea, right? Yeah, I got it. Okay. Anyway, Bob, we want you back in again, and we'll talk. Which we will, and we'll be talking more about this as we get closer and closer. But again, thanks so much for being on the show.
You're welcome.
Know that it cut into your schedule, but we appreciate it.
Not a problem. I'll be back anytime you want, Carl.
Thank you.
Great. Okay, now, this week, we're, of course, Cool April Nights, but tomorrow, have you ever wondered, you know, we almost shut the government down.
I was just going to ask you about that.
Yeah, you know what, tomorrow, remember we almost shut the government down over the weekend, and the big thing was, who cares? I mean, does anybody really know what's going on?
Yeah, but there were a lot of people who were really wigged out about the fact that they could lose their jobs.
Well, you know, the fact is the longest this government's ever been shut down was 21 days. And you know how many people are affected? About 15%. You hear all this stuff about, oh, my God, this is going to stop. No, it doesn't. And guess what? They get paid for when those days are off. So there's a lot to be said about that. But our guest tomorrow is somebody that walks the halls of Congress. Brigadier General Terry Paul, retired United States Marine, works in one of the big lobbyist firms up there. Now, what is a lobbyist? What kind of impact do they have on legislation? What do they see that's different? We've got a whole lot of questions for General Paul tomorrow. We want to talk about what he sees is what's going on in the government. And he can look at it not only from kind of a civilian point of view, but also from his time in the military and for the last 20 years that he has watched Congress. And I promise you, you're going to hear some surprising things tomorrow when we're talking. Things that he has noticed, things that he believes, things that he has seen. And again, don't come into the show with a preconceived notion. Brigadier General Paul comes in with his own thoughts and where he's coming from and from D.C. So it's going to be a great show tomorrow. Brigadier General Terry Paul, plus, of course, Cool April Nights. Barbara Harrison, what are you going to say? You got to love that. Every time she comes on here, it just like the whole studio gets hot and fluffy in here.
Probably going to have some more ticket giveaways tomorrow for A Bench in the Sun. We have the 15th of April. Got tickets for that and some more Red Bluff Roundup tickets coming your way.
You got it. Okay, this is Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. And we're still, I'm 30 seconds too early. Bob, why'd you do that to me? Okay, Bob Dunlap.
Is that your phone? Whose phone is that?
Whose phone?
All right.
That?
So just
Bob
remember.
Thank you very much. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You've been listening to KCNR, Shasta, Redding.